Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
All right, Steelers, Vikings in Dublin. The Steelers go 3-and-out. They punted it back to Minnesota. Vikings 1st and 10 from their own 10-yard line. 11 minutes to play in the third quarter. Steelers still leading the game 14-6. Femi, as we continue talking side and total moves for today, let's go to the Jersey Meadowlands. What can you tell us about Jackson Dart making his NFL starting debut and the Giants hosting the 3-0 Los Angeles Chargers?
Yeah, this one opened around Chargers 5.5, Chargers 6, and then we got the news that Russell Wilson was going to the bench and that Jackson Dart will be the starting quarterback for the New York Giants, and those sixes turned to 6.5. Now, in the last about 12 hours or so, interest coming in on Big Blue. People playing into the unknown with Jackson Dart is now we're down to 6 at a couple of sportsbooks. And I think we might end up closing there just based on the trends of which sportsbooks have already moved. I think we're going to end up getting to 6 everywhere. The total, that's been ticking down towards the under all week long. Open 45. We're down to 43. Once again, crossing through that key total number of 44. So 43 is where we sit. I don't know what the weather is supposed to be like, Nick. That's in your area. You can let us know what
nice.
The weather is supposed to be like.
It's nice today.
Okay, so it's
like,
nice.
It's actually like,
so
like just, the sun. I would tell you, like, it's been a great September, great weather month here, at least in New York where I'm at. And it's been warm basically every single day. So it's a nice day outside. I was outside maybe like a half hour ago. The sun was out. So like no rain in the forecast. It seems like it's a nice day today.
Nice. So just organic interest on this being a lower scoring game, which you see the Chargers defense play. It's awesome. The Giants' strength is their defensive line. And if you could poke holes at this Chargers 3-0 start, it would be their O-line and their inability to run block. So organic interest on the under and all interest coming in here on game day on the New York Giants with Jackson Dart making his NFL regular season debut.
Yeah, my issue with the Chargers was their pass pro last week against Denver. And Mekhi Becton's not playing in today's game. So if you wanted to build a case for the Giants, I think it's, you know, the Jackson Dart's really good. And that the pass rush gets after that ass and gets after Justin Herbert. We had Pro Sports Better Femi, Rob Pizzola, our friend on the show on Thursday. And he said something I thought was really smart. Which is, if you like the Giants, just bet them to win. Lean into the uncertainty. And I would couple that by saying, if you like the Chargers, I would just bet alts and bet the Chargers to win by a lot. I don't know if we get like a Chargers close win. I don't know if that's in the cards today.
No.
The Vikings just recorded a first down on a pass to Adam Thielen. Carson Wentz is under duress on every play and was shaking his right hand off after getting hit on the first down pass play. So the Vikings did just move the ball. They did just get a first down, but the pass pro is not great right now with Ryan Kelly and Brian O'Neill both out of the lineup at the moment for Minnesota. All right, let's go to Western New York, Femi. Some interesting moves here, right, with the Bills-Saints game, largest point spread of the season.
Yeah, this one opened Buffalo 16.5. Almost touching that 17-point range, which you rarely see this early in a season, but that just goes to show you how well-regarded the Bills are and how we think of the New Orleans Saints. So it opens 16.5, and all week, it's been Saints money. Down to 16, down to 15.5, 15 on Friday. Now we're sitting here at 14.5, getting oh so close to that key-ish number of 14. It's been all Saints money coming in. And then concurrently, it's also been money coming in on the over. It was 47.5. Now we're at 48. Not a big move there, but a move nonetheless. But the big story, though, is how much money is coming in on New Orleans. taken that 15, 15 and a half, 16. Now we're down to 14 and a half. You look at the injury report for the Buffalo Bills, they'll be once again missing two key defenders, Ed Oliver, their defensive tackle, Matt Milano, their linebacker. Both those guys missed the last game against Miami the past Thursday night. Bills off some extra rest, but they're still not going to go today. I don't know if we're going to get down to 14. If we do, I might actually end up laying Buffalo, to be quite honest. I didn't think I was going to bet this game at the start of the week, at the middle of the week, and even on Friday. But if we continue this trend of Saints money coming into the market and we get to 14, I'll probably end up with a bet on the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we said this during the week on the show. The reason why the Saints interest in New Orleans, the Bills, much like my young daughter, play with their food. And they can get out to a lead and then slow the game down. And New Orleans under Kellen Moore run the most plays out of any team in the NFL. And they're bad, like they're not good, but they run a million plays. And if the Bills take their foot off the accelerator and the Saints are running play after play after play, not that they could win, but maybe they could keep the game a little close. This one will be a pass for me side and total. But I do kind of, I think I agree with you that if I had to bet it and it was 14, I would take a look towards the Buffalo Bills. The Vikings on a nice pass from Carson Wentz to Jordan Mason on a rollout. Now have the ball close to midfield, second and eight at their own 45-yard line. Steelers still holding that 14-6 lead. Wentz throws the ball through the hands of Jordan Addison. So we will go to third and eight now for the Minnesota Vikings. Femi, Eagles and the Bucks.
Also, too, real quick before you get to Eagles, Bucks, Ryan Kelly has now officially been ruled out for the Minnesota Vikings. So he is now out. So now it's Kelly and O'Neal.
They're going to put him on IR, I think. That's two concussions in 3 weeks now. I can't imagine he plays next week, which is another Europe game for the Minnesota Vikings. So I think that's something to think about even for next week with Minnesota. Femi, what about the Eagles and the Bucks, where it is very, very hot on the field in Tampa?
Oh, yeah, the humidity, the heat. Philadelphia traveled down on Friday to get acclimated to that humidity because this has kind of been a house of horrors for them. Multiple playoff losses, a regular season loss as well against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But this opened at Eagles 3 last Sunday when the games opened up after the Week 3 slate. And immediately you saw money on Philadelphia. Nick, even some of your money ended up on Fly Eagles Fly. We're out to 3.5 now. And that's where we've been holding steady all week long, hanging out here at this 3.5 number. The total, that's seen a little bit of money on the under throughout the course of the week. 45 down to 43.5. And then once we got to that 43.5, money coming in on the over. So people have bet it back out to that key number of 44 that we've been talking about. But 3.5 has been where we've been hanging out. Ever since that early move, early this week, we've just been holding steady at this number. I think we're going to end up closing here. There's no news that could happen, I think, that would push this all the way to 3 or out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To 4.5 or 4 or anything like that. So my guess is we're going to hold steady at 3.5 and the total sitting at 44 pretty much across the board.
Yeah, and Tristan Wirfs, Chris Godwin set to make their season debuts for Tampa. And when that's officially announced in about 5 minutes when the actives and inactives come out, I wonder if we'll see a push for Tampa. But Femi just told you where we stand at this moment right now. I did lay Eagles -3. So the Vikings did get a first down on the 3rd and 8 on a Carson Wentz scrambled. He was sacked on first down and fumbled, but fumbled it forward and Minnesota recovered it. So the Vikings averting disaster there. They will retain possession, but Wentz under big time pressure again with Ryan Kelly and Brian O'Neill both out for the game. You better you bet on the Sunday, Week 4 in the National Football League. Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe. Today he is in for Sam Paniatovic. Wentz sacked on second down. So 3rd and long coming up for the Minnesota Vikings. Femi, Texans and the
Good luck,
Titans
Carson.
In Houston, 2-0-3 teams locking horns.
Yeah, the interesting part of this was early in the week was with the side. This was 7.5 when it opened up, Texans favorite. And obviously we all know Houston, 0-3, panic time. Sky is falling down there with this Texans team that has won the division the last couple of years. They got bet against. Tennessee got bet, so we're down to 7. And we've been holding steady throughout the course of the week. Early movement, though, with the total, open 40, all the way down to 38.5. Now we're seeing money coming in on the over, out to 39.5. And I do see a 40 now coming out.
Oh, my God. Is something, I'm sorry. Is
it, once again, drilled again?
TJ Watt, literally, like, Wentz throws the ball. Watt basically, like, palmed it for an interception. Like, tipped it, like in his hand to himself and picked it off. Like, that's just an incredible... It's not even like banging on Carson Wentz. That's an unbelievable individual defensive play by TJ Watt. Steelers will have it 1st and 10 in Vikings territory. Please continue.
Yeah, hey, he's a future Hall of Famer, TJ Watt. Pretty good at football, huh? How about that one there? But yeah, the movement is coming in on the over the last about a couple of days now, all the way now out to 39.5. There's some 40 on the board as well. I'm guessing some of that has to do with maybe Tennessee switching things up. Bo Hardigree now going to be calling the plays as opposed to Brian Callahan, the head coach, the much maligned head coach who knows if he makes it throughout the rest of this season as the head man in Tennessee. But over money showing up and also interest on the Tennessee Titans. For me, I'm passing the game. I understand why people like Tennessee. Numerically, it makes sense. I've just had zero fun betting these Tennessee Titans games. And in fact, if you've been betting against Tennessee since last year, week one, you're probably living on an island as they've been the worst team in league history over that stretch against the spread.
I did take 7.5 with Tennessee earlier in the week.
Oh, it's a little dumpster diving.
Not going to. Oh, yeah. We're at the landfill. I'm not even saying, like, I enjoy the bet. I don't enjoy it at this moment right now, but I'm going to ride with it.
Yeah. It makes sense. Numerically, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the game starts, and then...
Yes.
Yeah, then... And here's, you know, backup right tackle trying to protect Cam Ward from Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. It doesn't feel great. We'll keep you updated on the spread for Texans-Titans. Femi, a lot going on with the... a lot going on with the Falcons and the Commanders, even from like an hour ago to now. So Jaden Daniels, we know, is out. Terry McLaurin, we know, is out. Noah Brown, we know, is out. All three were ruled out on Friday. AJ Terrell out for the Atlanta Falcons. There's a lot happening here, Femi. Tell the audience what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, when we opened up this past Sunday, this was Commanders 2.5-point favorites. I think the expectation was maybe Daniels could get back with that knee injury. And then we got throughout the course of the week, we realized, oh, he's still not practicing. This doesn't look good. Oh, by the way, Terry McLaurin now has a quad injury. He doesn't look good, as they're calling him now week to week out there in Washington. And we have flipped favorites, and we have flipped all the way out to the Falcons. Now a 2.5-point favorite, and we might be headed towards Falcons -3. Like, this is 2.5. I'm seeing -118, -115 out there. They're still 90 minutes away from kickoff. Active and inactive just coming out now. But, like, I would not be surprised if Atlanta ends up closing as a 3-point favorite at some sports books. As for the total, a lot of money coming in on the under, open 45.5. Now we're down to 43.5, crossing through that key number of 44. Revenge game angle here a little bit with Dan Quinn and Marcus Mariota going back to Atlanta. But I think for the Falcons, this is one of those kind of gotta-have-it games if you're playing a backup quarterback at home, especially coming off a 30-point defeat last week to the rival Carolina Panthers. But it's been all Falcons money. I bet some Atlanta when the news came out as well that numbers no longer available. But the Falcons are getting all the money now with Daniels, McLaurin, Noah Brown, all out for the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, we'll see if this goes up to 3. And if it does, I may have some interest in betting the Commanders +3. Let's move to the afternoon slate. 4 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock where you're at, Femi, out on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. What about the 2-1 Rams hosting Daniel Jones and the 3-0 Colts? Fascinating game today in Los Angeles.
Yeah, this one's been holding on, hanging on for dear life here. Like, it almost looks like it wants to go to 3, but it's just, it can't quite get there as the Colts have been getting bet throughout the course of the week. Open up at 4. Obviously, Indy's been one of the great stories of the season so far through 3 weeks. Not many people expected Daniel Jones and the Colts to be 3-0 at this point heading into week 4, but all the Colts money showing up, we get to 3.5, and the 3.5 for LA is 3.5 even money at some sports books. So just hold on to that one. We might see a 3-110 or at least a 3-120 at some point between now and kickoff later on at 4:05 Eastern. And the total, I mean, think about how the Colts have been playing. the number one offense in the league. Daniel Jones leads in EPA per play and QBR. All the stats say the Colts offense is awesome. So that's why we've been seeing the over money come in. Open at 47, now up to 49.5, crossing through that key number. So a higher scoring game is expected. Obviously, good conditions out there in LA, but it's been Colts money as the Colts have been rewarding bettors through 3 weeks. So, hey, they're going back to the well and betting Indianapolis.
I do have an Indianapolis bet plus 3.5. We'll finalize our plays, best bets, at the end of the show. Want to get one piece of injury news here, and full actives and inactives breakdown are coming up in about 6 minutes from now at the start of next segment. Christian Gonzalez, New England star cornerback, active for the Patriots. He will make his season debut. He's been out since the end of July. It has not been a speedy recovery. But Christian Gonzalez will play today for the New England Patriots. We love that for our survivor, and we love that if you laid, and you have to love it also if you laid the New England Patriots. Steelers are inside the red zone, a 2nd and 4 coming up as Pittsburgh looks to make this a 2-possession game, currently leading by 8, and Kenny Gainwell run down to the 4-yard line, going to be 1st and goal Steelers coming up with the next play. Femi, let's see if we can sneak one more game in here, and that can be the Niners and the Jaguars in the Bay Area with Brock Purdy back for San Francisco and Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall both expected to play.
Yeah, this has been Jacksonville Jaguars money all throughout the week, and some of that money is my money. At open, we saw 4.5s. I bet 4.5. I think anything over a field goal is a bet on Jacksonville, and now we are down to the key number of 3 at a couple of sportsbooks in the market. It's 3 minus 120, 3 minus 115, but still a massive move, nonetheless, going off of 3.5 and going down to that key number of 3. Obviously, we have the injuries that are detailed with San Francisco, IU, Kittle, Bosa, all those guys are out, some of them out for the season, at least in the case of Nick Bosa. In terms of the total, 45.5 got all the way out to 47.5, a little bit high there. And then at that point, we saw money coming in on the under. So we now still sit here at 46.5 in the market. It's kind of your consensus price here. So a little bit of push-pull with the total, but the money has been all Jacksonville money. And I think we're going to probably close 3.25, as we say here on this show, at a lot of sports books by the time we get to kickoff later this afternoon.
Kenny Gainwell rushing touchdown on 1st and goal. So the Steelers are about to kick the extra point. Boswell on for it. He knocks it down, and the Steelers now lead 21-6. So Pittsburgh with a 15-point lead, 2:23 to play in the third quarter. Let's go. I wish I had my own terrible towel right now, because I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Play some Renegade?
I feel like I'm back. Let's go. Play Renegade in Ireland, you jerks. On the other side, all the actives and inactives and the fantasy and betting impact for today's slate of games, and we will continue breaking down all the side and total moves, including Sunday Night Football with the Packers at the Cowboys.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.